If you've walked or driven past the Pioneers Museum on Tejon Street this summer, you've probably noticed a giant golden box sitting on the lawn.
All right, let's venture in here.
So it is a standard shipping container, spray painted gold. And inside, it's a carpeted room with an air conditioner and lights so that we can see each other.
It's called a portal. Its purpose is to connect other portals around the world, allowing people here in Colorado Springs to communicate in real time with people in places as far away as Gaza, Germany, and Iraq. Think of it as a room-sized community Skype box.
So one end of the portal are the doors where you come in, and then the far side of the portal is a screen, full size, 8 foot by 8 foot.
Brian Elio is the curator of the portal, and it's his job to facilitate interactions and make connections with other portals around the world. He's working on this with Deb Thornton, who's the executive director of Imagination Celebration, which puts on the What If Festival in downtown Colorado Springs.
Imagination Celebration provided the initial funding to bring it to Colorado Springs, and then we're still seeking funding to help keep it here longer. We would love to have it here long enough to have people from all different parts of the community participate.
The portal's been set up at the Pioneers Museum for a couple months now, and in that time it's been used by a wide range of people for a wide range of purposes. Often people simply use it to chat with a stranger on the other side of the world, but Jake and I visited the portal to learn about one particular way it's being used by some Colorado Springs residents. They're using it for music. Deb Thornton and Brian Elio shared some of their favorite musical encounters from the portal thus far.
One of the things that we wanted to have happen by bringing in the portal was to help elevate the artists that are in this region and show the excellent artists that are in the Pikes Peak region. So we wanted this portal to help stimulate new work. And the very first morning is when we connected with Afghanistan. That was our very first connection. So I asked David Siegel to show up, classically trained violinist. As we know, he plays bluegrass and jazz. But he showed up and he played a Bach piece to begin with for two men standing in Afghanistan that happened to be brothers. He then said, I'm going to play what we call hillbilly jazz.
Thank you. So in Colorado, we're very famous for bluegrass, which is kind of
Americana music.
Americana, like jazz.
Hillbilly jazz.
Hillbilly jazz, yeah. So this is a little bit of bluegrass.
And in the back of the portal, Ed Parsons with Mo Mungus and Max Ferguson started do-si-do-ing. And while they're do-si-do-ing, the Afghan brothers see that, so they start to do-si-do. Well, then Samir walks in from the Reminders, and he's on our board of directors. So he walks in, and he's explaining to them about that he and his wife, Asia, do hip-hop. And the two brothers in Afghanistan look at David Siegel and Samir and say, okay, well, are you guys going to do something together? And you can hear David laugh, saying, we've never done anything together before. And then to his incredible credit, he started laying down some sounds. And Samir stepped right into it and created a piece that had to do with the portal connection.
We share stories and paint pictures of our reality. Dreams are getting richer with multiple nationality. Global citizen discipline always traveling. Raising children and healing, we steady balancing. Responsibility, second nature, we get it in. We break bread with strangers in next of kin. Alchemists on a mission to find treasure. Acquire wisdom and understanding of true pleasure. Staying on a path.
And so that was my favorite 2 minutes of improv and new work that the very first morning of having the portal here, it created new work right here on our side. So it's not just our connections that happen with people in other places around the world. It's also stimulating connections on our side of the portal and new relationships and new conversations and finding musicians we didn't even know about. That's what's so joyful about having music be that connection, is that It builds connections internationally. It also builds connections right here.
I just let my light shine.
There was a Colorado Springs resident who was in Kigali, Rwanda, for a period of time. And she met a young man there, gave him a violin, because she teaches and plays violin. She gave him this violin. They've tried to kind of continue lessons. She was kind of teaching him over there. They've tried using email and the internet and FaceTime. She found out about this portal. There happens to be one in Kigali, Rwanda. And so they, on their own will, you know, she signs up for time, he signs up for time. We had no idea the first time. She just showed up with this violin. She's like, oh, I'm going to give a violin lesson to Norbert in Rwanda.
Let's do it like this. Let's play a long bow. So play a long, smooth bow. And then go to the next note. Same thing.
Sense? Okay. And so they have been continuing violin lessons. I think they've had four total lessons in the portal.
Part of what was cool with this being a life-size Skype is that she could actually see the position of his wrist holding the violin, or the angle of his arm when
right.
he's bowing. And so she's coaching him, and you could hear the improvement in his music because she could physically see him and tell him to make those corrections.
Wow.
And so that's the kind of thing you can't set that up,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's just a crazy circumstance.
Good. Try to use your fingers.
Yes. The Gaza portal is essentially in a community center, so there's always people there, and they have their curator. And this young man, I mean, he's under 15, you know, showed up with this oud. It's a precursor to the guitar, but it's a traditional Middle Eastern Arabic instrument. And they asked, do you want to hear some Palestinian songs? And I said, of course I want to hear some Palestinian songs. They just kind of all look at each other, you know, what do we want to sing? And he starts playing, and they all start kind of singing as they can. Sometimes, if they don't know the words, you see them looking up the lyrics on their phones and prompting each other, you know? But it was completely... You know, in terms of a performance, the fact that it happened was improvised. But then they performed kind of traditional songs.
So it really does seem like the sort of bigger point here, especially with regard to music, is that that is the universal language, the way that people can communicate. Is that why you think so many people end up playing music in these portals?
I mean, I'd imagine so. You know, it does transcend language. It transcends cultures. A lot of Americans really aren't exposed to a lot of foreign folk music. You know, so when Gaza starts singing traditional songs that they sing every day, or every evening, most Americans have never heard that style of singing or that style of playing, or have never seen an oud, you know? And so it's super novel for us, but it is that connection, because it does, it transcends language and it's just about the emotion.
Yes!
we've tended on our side when we're saying goodbye it, to prompt people that are in the portal to sing the beloved Happy Trails song. Happy trails to you until
it?
We meet again. Not necessarily. I try to prompt them on it before we do it. And as you can see, I am not a professional singer, but I also said, hey, let's just sing. It's not about whether you're a musician or not. This is a shared communication. And so they'll jump in.
You like to make people feel uncomfortable.
No, I like to engage people and have them express themselves and be willing to be courageous and curious. And that, I mean, again, that's what the festival's about. That's what the portal's
Ask
about.
Ask the question, what if?
What if?
I sang Happy Trails with people
okay,
in Afghanistan.
Huh?
Happy Trail. I don't know the lyrics.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails.
That was Deb Thornton and Brian Elio sharing some of their favorite musical experiences from The Portal, which is currently located outside the Pioneers Museum in downtown Colorado Springs. The Portal will be open to the public on Saturday, September 9th during the What If Festival in downtown Colorado Springs, and then it'll be moving to the campus of UCCS. For more information about the portal, head to krcc.org. You're listening to Air Check on 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us.